Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Greatest comeback ever.
Let's go, Knicks! Let's go, Knicks!
Taylor Swift, jumping for joy. Jerry Seinfeld and Timothy Chalamet, they're shell-shocked.
I don't believe what I just saw.
And fan frenzy. Utter chaos. And did they really throw eggs at the San Antonio Spurs? Then, speaking out, the parents in the racially charged high school track meet stabbing.
Austin will never walk through that door again and never give me a hug.
My son didn't intend to hurt anyone.
And I'm a prisoner. She was a passenger on the ship stricken by the hantavirus.
She says she's being held in quarantine against her will.
Then, World Cup security nightmare.
The number one threat that has officials concerned.
Taking down rogue drones in midair and robot dog patrols. And a mighty wind at the Little League game. Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello and thanks for joining us. The greatest comeback ever in NBA Finals history. The New York Knicks winning after turning things around in the last minutes of Game 4 of the NBA Finals. And the stars sitting courtside on Celebrity Row were freaking out.
Utter elation. Taylor Swift celebrates the New York Knicks' nail-biting win. Knicks fans were sure in the mood to celebrate after what's being called the greatest comeback ever. Taylor was on Celebrity Row with besties the Heim sisters.
And all the famous faces. Of course, Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, and again, so many of these, they're lifelong Knicks fans.
Look who didn't make it courtside, Sydney Sweeney and boyfriend music mogul Scooter Braun, who Taylor famously feuded with over her music. They were way back, seven rows behind. Ben Stiller made a jaw-dropping revelation about the hottest ticket in town. He got in for free.
I don't have a season ticket. I get the tickets. The celebrity, they give us the tickets.
Being stop line.
No, I think it's because I've been coming for so long, you know, that they feel I'm a loyal fan.
Taylor and her squad donned matching t-shirts with puns inspired by the New York Knicks. Taylor's blared Stevie Nicks, the other two read Nickelback and Nicole Kidman. Taylor even brought an extra t-shirt for Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay. What a roller coaster of emotions! Sourpusses galore when the Knicks were down by 29. It sure looked hopeless. As the team gained momentum, Taylor started dancing. And when the Knicks clinched their come-from-behind victory 107-106,
that's it! It's over!
The city lost its collective mind.
Bedlam here at the Garden!
Jerry Seinfeld's look says it all. He says, no, I can't.
The Knicks pull off a miracle comeback!
Chris Rock screams, wow! And Timothy Chalamet was speechless.
Pure joy here at Madison Square Garden.
Timothy stripped off his denim jacket and white t-shirt as he reveled in the moment while girlfriend Kylie Jenner captured the scene. What a night.
Hey, 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 hey.
And the celebrations weren't only inside Madison Square Garden. Overjoyed fans took to the streets, partying the night away. Our cameras were right in the middle of all the action.
The city erupts with a chorus of joy after a game that's making history.
Let's go, Knicks!
Knicks fans jammed the streets around Madison Square Garden. No matter where you were watching, New Yorkers came together in a moment of utter jubilation. Inside the Garden, shell-shocked fans lingered after the game. No one wanted the magic moment to end.
Nobody wants to leave the building. They want to celebrate all together.
This reporter from WCBS-TV was live on air when the Knicks were about to make the comeback of the year.
We're going to get this moment live. Producers in the back, tell me if we can stay here. They throw the ball in. No good. Shot. Nothing. Knicks win. Knicks win. Knicks win. Knicks win.
The game was projected on the side of an apartment building in the West Village. Even bus stops aired the game live. The city's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, stood in the back of a crowded bar in Brooklyn. He couldn't have been happier. And while Knicks fans were overwhelmingly well-behaved, some knuckleheads took the celebrations way too far, jumping on and smashing police cars and other vehicles.
You are unlawfully walking in the roadway. I am ordering you to go back on the sidewalk now.
This dude got on top of a truck and started dribbling a basketball.
Oh my God.
And the crowd spilled into a Five Guys burger restaurant in Times Square, making mayhem. Fireworks were also set off. When this guy looked about ready to light a fuse, police rushed in. And talk about bad sportsmanship. When the defeated San Antonio Spurs team returned to their hotel, they were met by taunts and jeers. Superstar Victor Wembanyama was actually pelted with eggs. He was ushered inside. But the big takeaway was a city coming together in a moment that New Yorkers will never forget.
Game 5 is Saturday back on the Spurs home turf in San Antonio. And the NBA Finals isn't the only sporting event gripping the nation. There's also the World Cup being hosted by the U.S. for the first time in more than 30 years. There's an unprecedented security operation, including a high-tech way to take down rogue drones. Jim Murray has the details.
The World Cup is finally here. And with the eyes of the world watching, there are major security concerns as millions of fans pack in stadiums across North America.
It's being called the largest security operation ever for a sporting event. 104 games in 16 cities across three countries, the USA, Mexico, and Canada. And the number one threat that has officials concerned, rogue drones.
I spoke with LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We are on very much on our toes about any drones. Why? Because there could be bad actors who may be using them for horrible purposes.
To combat potential terrorism threats, law enforcement is deploying cutting-edge technology on multiple fronts. Robotic security dogs will patrol stadium perimeters, scanning for suspicious activity. In the air, specialized interceptor drones are equipped with nets that can safely snare and bring down rogue aircraft. Using a special tech called geofencing, authorities can remotely take control of any unauthorized drone that enters restricted airspace and pilot it safely back to the ground. The FAA has established no drone zones over each of the 11 stadiums where matches will take place throughout the U.S., including SoFi Stadium in L.A. and MetLife Stadium outside New York City. Other safety concerns are being raised about fans coming to our shores from overseas, potentially spreading infectious diseases like Ebola, hantavirus, and measles. We spoke to infectious disease specialist Dr. Celine Gounder.
COVID is a concern because we do tend to see summer waves. We've had measles outbreaks across the country. If you have children at home who want to come to the games with you, make sure everyone is up to date with their vaccinations. I am not concerned about an Ebola or hantavirus outbreak at the World Cup. It's more of your mundane or everyday kind of threats that worry me.
The first World Cup game was today in Mexico City. Team USA has their opening match tomorrow night going against Paraguay at LA's SoFi Stadium. A new mugshot of the team convicted of fatally stabbing a fellow athlete at a high school track meet. His head shaved as he begins serving his sentence, 35 years in prison. His parents, as well as the father of the victim, are speaking out about how the tragedy has devastated their families. Allison Hall has the details.
There are the parents whose lives have changed forever in the case dividing America, and they are speaking out today.
My son didn't intend to hurt anyone. My son was defending himself.
Carmelo Anthony's mom pleaded for leniency, but the jury sentenced her son to 35 years for the stabbing death.
What did you tell the jury?
To have mercy on my son.
The jury included three Asian women, one woman of Middle Eastern origin, and one Hispanic man, but there were no black jurors.
Three black women were struck from the jury, and prosecutors say they were dismissed because they were teachers, and the case involved school students, not because they were black. Another potential black juror was dismissed because he admitted he could not vote to send a young black man to prison.
Also speaking out is the father of Austin Metcalf, the slain 17-year-old football star. He says he feels sorry for Carmelo Anthony.
That poor boy is fixing to experience a life that I would not wish upon anyone. People need to understand about forgiveness. Forgiveness was not for him. Forgiveness was for me, so I don't carry the rage, the hate, and that around. It will eat me up like cancer.
Racial tensions created by the trial are still simmering. Both families say they are receiving death threats.
This morning, I've had multiple emails, texts, threatening me, calling me all sorts of names.
Carmelo Anthony's father, Drew, says he's been getting harassing phone calls. He returned one of those calls during the interview.
Why are you calling me, man?
To make fun of you.
Carmelo Anthony has been sent to a medium security prison near Houston. A new mugshot was released, and you can see his head is now completely shaved. Very different from how he appeared when he was free on bail.
Carmelo Anthony will first be eligible for parole after serving half of his 35-year sentence. A lot of moviegoers don't think the new Steven Spielberg movie Disclosure Day about UFOs is so far-fetched. A shocking new poll finds that 8 out of 10 Americans believe we are not alone.
It's a surprising new poll. Do Americans really believe we are not alone?
The majority of people that we asked believe there is intelligent life on other planets.
Eva revealed the results of the new poll as she co-hosted CBS Mornings.
21% say we've already had contact with life from other planets. 46% say that's coming in the future.
This comes as the eagerly anticipated Steven Spielberg sci-fi thriller Disclosure Day premieres this week.
Let's take a look at today.
The film tries to answer the question whether intelligent extraterrestrial life exists. The first reviews are in, and it's mostly positive. Disclosure Day is Spielberg's beautiful plea to all of us. Cheerfully mischievous and deadly serious in equal measure goes this review. But the LA Times says the aliens are here, but the wonderment isn't. In a real-life Disclosure Day, 4 weeks ago, the Trump administration released thousands of videos, photographs, and documents all relating to UFOs. Many were underwhelmed with the photo images.
Let's take a look at today.
Disclosure Day opens in theaters across the country tomorrow. Dangerous weather affecting 100 million Americans. That includes at this Little League game where heavy winds had everyone running for their lives.
These Little Leaguers just wrapped up a game and are giving each other high fives, but a wicked gust of wind is heading right for them. As the kids scatter, a massive plume of dirt smothers the entire baseball diamond outside Kalamazoo, Michigan. What a way to end a game. And these teens are riding e-bikes through Walmart, and one customer has had enough.
Punks, get the out of here before you hurt someone.
It happened in Orange County, California, with the angry shopper throwing boxes in the aisle to stop the speeding troublemakers. Lucky they got away.
Punks.
Cops were called to that Walmart, but by the time they arrived, the teens had fled the scene. We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, I'm a prisoner. She was a passenger on the ship stricken by the hantavirus.
She says she's being held in quarantine against her will.
And Monkey Happy Hour. Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
A number of passengers who were on the cruise ship with the deadly hantavirus outbreak back in April still in a federal quarantine facility in Nebraska. They've been given the option to finish isolating at home, but this woman says she's still not allowed to leave and feels trapped like a prisoner. She spoke with Justin Finch.
This woman says she's being held against her will at the National Quarantine Unit in Nebraska. Angela Perryman, a passenger from that cruise ship hit hard with the hantavirus, is still under mandatory lockdown.
It feels like solitary confinement.
She says she feels like a prisoner.
It's been traumatic. It's taking a huge toll on my mental health.
10 of the 18 Americans who were on that ship and were sent to the National Quarantine Unit have been allowed to voluntarily complete their quarantines in their own homes, but they must remain under 24-hour surveillance by state health officials to make sure they don't go anywhere. Their temperatures are also taken twice a day. Angela is believed to be the only patient who has asked to leave quarantine but has not been permitted to. That's because she lives in Florida and state health officials refuse to implement round-the-clock surveillance.
It makes me furious. It makes me very, very angry.
Angela hasn't tested positive or shown any symptoms of hantavirus. Jake Rosmarin is another passenger from the ship, and he says he's fine remaining on lockdown in Nebraska for the next 12 days until quarantine is over on June 22nd.
For me, staying here this full 6 weeks was really important. And for me, I'm afraid to leave this room until I know that incubation period is up and I'm totally in the clear.
Can you describe what your first day out is going to be like, what you're going to do, who you're going to see?
So I'm going to see my fiance and my parents, and I'm just going to try to get back into the routine of normal life.
A total of 13 cases, including 3 deaths, have been tied to the hantavirus outbreak. We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come, Monkey Happy Hour.
It's not just humans that like to kick back and have a drink. They can't believe what they're seeing. Two monkeys chilling out, drinking beer, chugging from bottles, just like humans. The wild moment happened on an island in Indonesia. Let's just say we hope they're not driving home. Coming up, four-legged Knicks fans party hard.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy,
look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finally, man's best friend celebrates the Knicks' big win.
It's not just humans celebrating. Fans are raising their four-legged buddies in triumph. Victory is ours, and these dogs agree.
Just the way that dog is sitting there. We'll see you next time.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Beth and Rip are back in Dutton Ranch.
This life here is gonna work, isn't it?
We'll make it work.
Starring Kelly Riley.
A legacy is a beautiful thing, but only if it survives.
Cole Hauser.
Let's go to work.
Ed Harris.
Family is the only thing worth fighting for.
And Annette Bening.
I can make this a lot harder for all y'all.
And peace will have to wait.
Dutton Ranch, new series now streaming on Paramount Plus.